Hello, this is Dr. Lana Love.
And David Love.
Welcome to our show.
This is Universal Show Love.
And we're here to talk today to Dr. Edwige
Bing,
who is a light body mentor, a light code activator, metaphysical practitioner, an author and speaker.
And I've been on Dr. Ruiz's show in the past, Affirmations with Living. Her website is affirmationswithliving.net. And we had a really exciting show before, and I know we will again today. We're excited to have her on here to talk about her book, You're Crazy. You're not crazy. Thank goodness. You're not crazy. You're Awakening, Journey to Discovering Your Soul Purpose, Joy and Abundant Life. And I'm really excited to hear all about this. And she's a really good friend of mine and Lana's. And
we're really happy to have Edwige on our show. As you know, our show is called Universal Love. So we explore all of the themes around love and awakening. Edwige, how are you?
I am so well, Lana. Thank you. And hi, David. What a joy. Thank you. This is going to be fun.
Isn't it? Absolutely. Yes.
So why don't we just start right in, Dr. Edwige, and you can tell us about yourself and your
background. Well, you know, it's so amazing. And isn't it interesting? I just love how we are all coming together all around the world. And yet love is so important. And I love how that is the basis of your show. And it's really the connecting force for all of us. And so that's such a beautiful thing. You know, for me, yeah, my book, You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening, it's been such an amazing journey. And this is all about a journey. And mine, the spiritual part of it anyway, started for me when I was 12 years old. And literally visited by benevolent beings, taking me off world to see creation at its finest and flying in the stars. And I would land on a bridge and then dive into the depths of the ocean. And later would find out that I was this directional beacon, as it were. And so it's just been an amazing journey. And I'm so blessed to be awake, to know that there's something more, to know that those things that aren't serving us are just illusions and we can let them go, and to really just find our joy in the moment, you know, it's pretty good.
Wow.
This is exactly what our show is all about.
Yeah.
Weesh, it sounds like we actually thought that you had an awakening as in adulthood, like most of us, but it sounds like you got into it fairly early as a child. Wow.
Good point.
Well, I was actually born awake, if that's a thing. I was born with fourth dimensional consciousness. I hold within me the template of the Lemurian seed. It is the divine blueprint. And so I came forth with that. And so, yeah, I didn't have a lot of the things that, you know, most people have dealing with karma and stuff like that, because that's not my journey this time around. My journey is to be this directional beacon. And so, yes, that's why they were able to start visiting me at an early age, bringing me off world. But, you know, life happens. And so you don't even realize all of this is going on. And so I had my reawakening back in 2004 when I was rear-ended at 120 miles an hour, minding my own business on my way to a photo shoot. I used to sing for a living. And wow. The police were doing a high-speed chase. And so I saw them coming. So I pulled off to the shoulder. And one, of course, didn't see me. And two people can't occupy the same space at the same time. It's called an accident. And so into the light I went. And into the light I went, and of course the angel showed up and said, well, guess what? You're here to bring people into the light. I'm like, oh, that's what you've been showing me all this time. Okay. And so from that moment forward, about every 2 weeks, some benevolent being, dimensional being would show up, turn my pineal on, wake me up, plug something into me, wake me, bring me to another planet, take me to the Council of 12, you name it, been there, seen it. And then in September of 2012, as I lay there pulsing and vibrating like I do literally every day, I watched as this still point of beautiful white light descended And when it got closer, I saw that it was my light body. It was a perfectly shaped human form, but it was pure white light. And it moved into me. And from that moment, boy, what an awakening that was, the ability to activate and heal. And with that came this template that I hold, it being integrated into me. It's been really an amazing journey, to say the least.
I can only imagine. I mean, I remember my experience with you was just impacted me deeply when I was on your show, because at that time I didn't have, I had knowledge of my own higher power, but I didn't actually know its identity, and I didn't know that conscious being that I was part of, that collective. And when I came on your show and during your show, I actually had that awareness of what I was part of. And it was really exciting. As I was speaking to you on the show, I forget when we did that, but it was a few months back, I believe. And, you know, we were talking about the divine feminine source, the divine feminine essence. And all of a sudden, I became aware of my own masculine source, my higher power. And that was really big for me. So.
Oh, that's right. You got your awakening on Adwish's show.
Well, no, that part of my awakening.
Yeah.
Wow. So maybe, do you, Edwish, is that part of what you do? Do you catalyze?
Absolutely. So here, this is what happens. I have six dimensional beings, and they are pure light beings that come in, and they work through me with this template. And we clear, and all sorts of things have to happen in a person, because their frequency, their vibration has to be raised to a certain level so that their higher chakras can be turned on, and all of these things step by step until finally you have your awakening. And, you know, the goal is we've cleared enough, allowing your soul to move in your connection to your higher self, and then you are ready for your light body. And so, yes, that's exactly what I do. As a matter of fact, as I'm sitting here sharing this with you, I am beginning to pulse and vibrate. And so the energy is coming out and going to our audience even as I speak. It's just, I mean, I don't know if you can feel it yet, but tap in, you'll be able to feel it. My hands are pulsing so strong that they hurt. The energy is shooting off of them right now and coming out of my throat.
Of course I do with you, because I felt the connection with you, and I see you as a spiritual warrior. And you know, my own awakening began back when I met Alexander Meters of Galactic Connection and Jonah Bolt of Starseed Society. And you know, you and I have been working together with them, and I've called you my ally. My higher consciousness calls you my ally. And so there is, I do feel that connection, and also with Lana as well within the group. So I do know, I do understand what you're saying. And, you know, in my own mind, I know that that's true.
I must say, I wish we had visuals. Love to see you pulsating. Can I ask Edwish, for our listeners at home also, if we can make the most of this, should we be focusing on anything in particular to try to, you know, access this high vibration?
Good point.
Well, wonderful. Thank you, Lana. So here's the thing. If we have time and you'd like, I could do a quick little guided session.
Oh, that would be so exciting.
That would be. We did that last week with
Okay, wonderful. So let me know when you want that to happen, and we will do it. Well, I'll make it happen. It's wonderful. So now, while we're listening, everyone, just be open. Open your heart to the possibilities. Hear the truth. Hear what resonates with you. And so that's what we want to do right now. Just open your heart. Let go of everything else that's going on outside, and let's take a breath.
Yep, let's do it. Now.
And let's
now.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. Okay, so let's just bring our attention to the here and now, right? Because the present, the gift is right here. So for everyone listening, uncross your feet so we unblock that energy. We don't want to block energy. And uncross your hands. So just sit comfortably and begin to focus in on your breath. Now, so just take a nice in-breath and out. In and out. One more in and out. So now I would like everyone to move their attention to your head, to your brain, in fact. And with your inner vision and your knowing, imagine what that looks like. See it. See all the nooks and crannies. And we know that whatever you see, it's real. Okay, so let's use our imagination. The subconscious does not know the difference, so this is all real. So now see the nooks and crannies of your brain and feel how confining this space is. So let's all just move there. See it, feel it, know it. And now we're going to move down. So now let's move behind your eyes. It's okay. Give yourself permission to move and look at the back of your eyes. You know what it looks like, so see. And we're in that space for a moment and breathe. And now let's move to the back of your nose. We all know we have sinuses, right? So look and see. Wow, that's interesting. You can truly see it. And now we're going to move one more step down into your mouth. Wow, your mouth, there's so much more space. You can almost stretch in this area. See your teeth. You actually have cavities. See them. You know they're there. See your tongue. Wow. You see your lips together. And see this space and feel how much more room you have. And now we're going to begin to move towards the back of your mouth, into your throat, and down your esophagus. And as we move down, feel the space, the rhythm, and you're going to start to connect with the beat of your heart. So let's get real quiet and feel the beat of your heart. Now, as we are moving down, we know that, feel that. We're going to go to the back of your heart. And when we get there, at the back of your heart is a little slit, sort of like a vortex. And that's going to pull us in. So let's feel ourselves go down, down, down. Now we're moving around to the back of our heart. And there it is. Feel that slit. Feel that vortex. And allow it to pull you in and down. So feel yourself falling into that space. That's in the wonderful space of your heart. Feel the love. Feel the light. And now, there's a special little space in your heart that we're going to move up into, and that's at the left top part of your heart. It's a tiny, tiny, tiny little space. And so we're going to ask to move to the tiny space of your heart, and you're going to feel yourself move up and into that space. So when you're ready, move me to the tiny space of my heart. And just feel that beat. Feel how special this space is. And now in this space, let's call in your higher self. And there you feel and see your higher self, knowing how much you are loved and how much you love. And feel that rhythm of your heartbeat. If there's anything you'd like to know, you can ask your higher self in this space. If there's any healing that you want to happen, now's the time to let go of all of those things no longer serving your best and highest good. See your higher self just pull that energy out and release it to the light. There's resistance being released. I can feel it. So just let it go. Let it move into the light. Just a little bit more resistance. Let it go. And breathe it out. There we go. I felt that shift. So when you're ready, focus back on your breath. Thank your higher self. And now we can become present again. And open our eyes.
That was excellent.
Oh, Wish,
wow.
Thank you.
That was very refreshing and very invigorating and very inspiring. I had a great experience with that.
Wonderful.
Wow.
What an impromptu thing to do for the show.
I hope everyone else is as relaxed and vibrating like I am. That's wonderful. So energizing.
Doesn't it feel amazing?
Thank you, Louise. Thank you.
You're welcome. And so that's a taste of what I do.
Right.
You're very good. We're both hypnotherapists as well, and you have a great technique. I love guided meditation. I think it's fantastic. I wouldn't have had any kind of awakening if it wasn't for doing meditation and mindfulness meditation and guided meditations for 3 years. So
I must say I've never...
Highly recommend it.
I've never tried a guided meditation looking in the back of various parts of your organs. It's
no,
amazing.
No, me neither. Yeah, that
Absolutely.
Is interesting. Great imagery.
Yeah. Edwige, would you tell us about being a fourth dimensional being? I'd love to.
Yeah.
What is a fourth dimensional being? And what dimension?
Well, you know what? And I shouldn't say fourth dimensional being. I should say fourth dimensional consciousness, right? And so really what it means for me is I can remember, being 5-6 years old. And you know, when we transition from this 3D world, we move into the fourth dimensional consciousness, right? And so my entire life I've been able to see those beings, those spirits. And so as a young child, my mom would leave the hallway light on because lo and behold, there would be a spirit standing in the hallway. And I'd have to walk around her to go to the bathroom, or I would hear a voice as a young child. Above my bed there were pictures, and they were pictures of flowers. And I remember this one particular time I heard this voice saying, "Look at the picture." And it was probably, 3-4 o'clock in the morning. The hallway light was on, so I could see.
Wow.
And so I got up to go to the bathroom, and the voice said, "Look at the picture." And I'm like, "Really? Okay." So I turn around and I look at the picture above my bed, and it's no longer of flowers. It's a man.
Oh.
And I'm like, "Okay, this is interesting." And I described him the next day to my mom, and she said, oh, that's your great-grandfather. He came in to visit you. And I described him to a T. I mean, it was just amazing. And so having this fourth-dimensional consciousness, I've always been able to see spirits on the other side. And I've actually even sent, you know, spirits into the light. And that's very interesting. When they come in and it just opens. Oh my gosh, this one experience I had, I was just laying there and I was gently touched on my left wrist. And I looked over energetically and I said, yes. And just as I said that, wow. I looked up and there were clouds. I didn't see my roof to my room. I was looking up at a brilliant, beautiful blue sky with clouds. And I said, oh, okay, I'm to send you into the light. Gotcha. And as I said that, I took this energy and I, with my hands, moved it into the light. And there was this beautiful white light beaming, and into the light it went, and I watched as like this spiral behind it as it was going up, there was like a spiral under it, and it disappeared up into the light. And when it was gone, I was under the light. There is nothing but pure love, joy, bliss, anything that you can imagine that describes this perfect state of being is what I was standing, well, laying in, and then it all went away. And so that's what it's like to live with this fourth dimensional consciousness. It's interesting. I can multitask, and I don't want to say multitask because I'm a proponent of getting off autopilot and really focusing on doing one thing at a time. But as a multidimensional being, I was finding myself, for example, praying and thinking a totally separate thought, and then in a third completely separate thought, being able to analyze that I was praying, having a separate thought, and analyzing the fact that I was doing both things. And so it really, for me...
Yep, that's multitasking.
Yeah, that's kind of multidimensional, all of it coming together in one place. Is what it's like for me, being able to have a dream, rewind the dream while I'm laying on the sofa, watching TV with my husband, falling asleep, but still being aware that the TV is going on and what the program is, being aware that my husband just got up to go to the kitchen to get a snack, having the dream and rewinding the dream all at the same time.
That's interesting. I've had a similar experience. I mean, I know that metaphysically that, and a lot of us know listening to the show that not only time is infinite, but also space are their concepts. And so things happen on many levels, of consciousness. And I've had healing happen on many levels of consciousness within past lives and alternate lives. And it's very unusual. I mean, I've been aware of non-ordinary reality and sort of a separate reality since I was a child. But until I started having my awakening, I was aware of it, but not conscious of it. You know, so I know what you're talking about now, and it's we do this time and space concept that we have. How do you feel about the word matrix, and how do you define that? Because that's how...
Isn't it interesting? And so the time is money matrix, that was the last age, the Piscean age that ended, first of all, was a hijacked matrix, was it not, by the reptilian race that has been ruling this planet for 3.4 billion years, and their time has finally come to an end.
Yes.
But very interesting, because this matrix, again, being the time is money matrix, was this idea, and everyone's stuck in it. Time is money, got to work for money, got to work for this. And this matrix is sort of like a web, an illusionary web that keeps you trapped in lower frequency and lower vibration. And so you have to break free of this matrix, because we're in this window. The new timeline begins somewhere towards the end of 2015. And so we're in this window of opportunity. It's the time to wake up. It's the time to pull away from the old time is money false matrix, raise your vibration, your frequency, become a sovereign being, pulling back your parts. You know, my team, my guides, all of these beings that have worked with me, we did soul retrievals, we did all sorts of things, and I share that in my book. They were just doing amazing things with me to prepare me for my light body to move into me back in 2012, to prepare me for the template to be activated this past year in me. The template was fully brought on board and integrated into my being. And it's so very interesting. So as we are in this matrix and now moving from the old one to the new timeline, where we're the creator, where we get to write in our Akashic record because the pages are now blank and we get to write in those pages because we are truly becoming co-creators with source energy. And so it's amazing and fascinating to understand what the old matrix was and what the new timeline is about. Free will, freedom, becoming the masters that we've always been, but had to remember and had to let go of the stuff that no longer served us, but that we had to work through to survive in the old matrix, right?
Excellent. Yes, it's amazing that you just dived right into that. I'm aware of all these things, and I think this is something that my higher self and probably
we were talking about this yesterday, weren't we?
We talk about these terms that you're using all the time, free will, sovereign identity, power of choice, the power within and the personal power, and we're co-creators of the universe, all of these concepts. And I know that these are something that I've been working with you on sort of independently with a few others.
It is really important that people get this because, you know, people still tapped into the news, still tapped into all of these things that are literally designed to keep their energy low. You know, people are still brushing their teeth with fluoride, believing the lies that that's protecting their gums and their teeth, and all it's doing is calcifying the pineal. And so people have to really start to wake up and have to really understand that the power is within you, you know, absolutely, to break free.
Everything you need is inside of you. There's no power in the world. All of the power is inside of you. It's not in the money. It's not in the authority or the domination of the governments of the world. It is within us. We are the power.
You know, I think it's really exciting that we're talking about this because we were just talking about this yesterday. But I'm really interested in bringing this to a practical level. For our listeners, maybe we can first of all define what we mean by matrix. When David and I talk about matrix, we are sort of talking about this almost prison that we find ourselves in that is an illusion.
Right. Societal false beliefs, I believe.
Mm-hmm. We're
societal
Is
that
what you're talking about?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I described it as a web. So if you could imagine a whole big web around the earth, right? And this web has created this timeline, and it's all about lack and scarcity, pain, suffering, all the dysfunctionalities everyone's mastered. And so that's the matrix, and it's sort of like a false illusion, and you have to...
I talk about it as the illusion of duality, the law of mental block at the moment. But anyhow, I think we talked about this on your show before about thoughts and limiting beliefs.
And I guess for me, when I talk about that matrix, I'm talking about the materialistic world, which seems to stifle us. And this is where I'd be really keen for maybe you, Dweej, to tell us how do we get out of the matrix. Let me give you an example.
Okay.
I consider myself a spiritual being. I would love nothing more than to just be a spiritual being. Unfortunately, all of us have to earn a living. And, you know, we choose to live in these cities. You know, I'm not a forest dweller yet. I have had no end of problems with various cards, bank cards, you know, putting different different PIN numbers not working, cell phones not working, having difficulty and being on the phone for hours on end trying to get from one telephone company to another telephone company. And I feel like, You know, you work very long hours. The other time is spent on the phone with various companies trying to sort stuff out. Is this the dark matrix?
Well, you know, here's some interesting things. And there's a lot going on there. So, you know, we have to, as we do the work to clear and raise our vibration, one thing we have to understand as spiritual beings, it's our divine right to prosper. We were never meant to be poor. In Lemuria, you know, and in the other golden ages, you prospered. You thought a thought and you instantly manifested it. And so there's nothing wrong with prospering, right? Because we can do amazing things with currency. It is only energy is what it is. And so it's how you choose to use the energy. We choose to use the energy for good. So that's the first thing that we have to understand. Money is not the root of evil. Money is a wonderful vehicle, a wonderful form of energy that we use as an exchange. And so that we should bless it, honor it, take good care of it, and want lots of it. Because as we, the ones who are doing good and using money as a benefit, we can overthrow the dark energies that are using money for dark and for no good. And so our power is in receiving more money. And so that's the first thing that we as spiritual beings need to tweak our belief system. You know, some of the listeners out there, that money is a good vehicle, a vessel for us to do our work. Here's the other thing. Money is the business part that supports the spiritual part. So with money, I can go out and offer my services for free to those who can't afford to pay, because those who can afford pay me freely and with love in their hearts. And so there's always exchange. As it's going out, it's returning. And so there always needs to be a balance. It's the law of the circle. And so there always needs to be balance, and money is just that energy. So that's the one thing about it. Then as we do the work, we'll find that because we've had lifetimes as spiritual beings where we've made vows of poverty, where we've, you know, been tortured when whatever. So we have these blocks, what we were taught as children about money, what religions told us about money. All of these things get into our subconscious mind and program us. And so then we've got to work hard. We've got to struggle. We've got to do this. We've got to do that, because those are the programs that still need to be addressed and released.
Self-defeating patterns, sure. And I've told people that the money, we make the money. It is the talent, the knowledge, the skills. It's our personality and our minds that create the money. The money is always there, and there's always more money to be made. And we have unlimited opportunities to make money, but we are the ones that are doing it. We are the ones that are creating it. We are the ones that are using it and putting it to use and putting it hopefully to use. And it's us doing it. And we can create the reality that we want to using money.
Exactly.
In our gifts.
Yeah, it doesn't have, yeah, and that's the thing. So we get the money and we create and we do wonderful, joyful things. We create projects that are beneficial to everyone. You know, we create cars that run off of water or whatever. We can do so much and change completely the energy and frequency of how the majority sees money. It's a wonderful opportunity here to be the change that we've been waiting for.
Right, be the change you wish to see in the world.
Yeah.
I'm really going to pin you down.
thanks.
Just get ready to be challenged, because what you're saying is wonderful. What David is saying is wonderful. I absolutely agree with you two. Now, the truth is, though, for a lot of us, life is tricky. There are so many battles. There are so many obstacles. You can start off the day feeling like such an enlightened being. By the end of the day, with all the battles that you battle, I don't know whether is the battle with darkness or whether it's the battle with, you know, just our civilization, red tape, all the things you have to do, you end up exhausted. Now, what am I doing wrong? Should I just be smiling? Should I be putting out positive vibration? Or should I just leave, you know, the rat race and go live somewhere else where you have to go?
Well, no, because you see, okay, right down to the nitty gritty. You only get what you vibrate to.
Really?
Okay. And so here's really where we have to just suck it up and be like, okay, I'm the creator of every experience that I'm having. That's the truth. Whether you believe it or not, you like it or not, you want it or not, you get what you get because you're the creator of it. So everything's a mirror. And so I have to, okay, you know, and I teach in my work, so we have to stop and pay attention throughout the day. How am I feeling right now? Because that's my guidance system. So if I'm feeling good internally, right, as above, so below, as within, so without, then probably things are going okay. But if I'm not feeling good, then the odds are I'm having difficulty at work, I'm struggling, and all sorts of chaotic things are going on the outside because that chaos first started on inside. And so how do we move through that? One, we have to get off autopilot. We have to stop not taking control of our thoughts. We have to stop not taking control of our feelings. And we have to become much more mindful of the words we're using, how we're phrasing things, because if I see thing as a struggle, then it's going to be a struggle. Not only will it be a struggle today, but it will be a struggle tomorrow because that's what I pre-paved. So it's about changing the mindset. And yes, in the beginning, it might feel a little fake. It might be like, you know, seeing through rose-colored glasses, seeing the glass half full instead of half empty. But it really is about rethinking everything and then beginning to move through those stumbling blocks that you have and following the guidance system, because everything that's coming to you is a mirror of what you have created inside first.
Absolutely. Everything starts from within, and the world is your mirror and it reflects it back to you. You are creating your reality.
Yeah. So if you don't like it, change the way you think. Change your thinking, change your life.
In mysticism, we call that the law of correspondence, as above, so below, on earth as it is in heaven.
So. Yeah. As within, so without. Absolutely. And so where do you begin, right? Well, the first place to begin, and this is sounding crazy, is gratitude. Wow. If I can't be thankful for what I have, how can I be thankful for the stuff that I want, right? And so right where I am, I have to be thankful and pat myself on the back. You know what? You're a masterful manifester because you created all of this crap. Wow, look at it. You've got so much of it. So now, understanding that I created it and I'm grateful for what I have, I can pick through it and be like, okay, well, this thing actually is okay. This thing, okay, let's retweak it. Let's recreate it. Let's re-vibrate it. And as we start to do that and we start to move in that better direction, then slowly things start to unfold for us. So then if I'm asking for prosperity and I'm at a gas station filling up and I see a dollar on the ground and I don't pick it up because, oh my goodness, I can't do that, then you've just told the universe that you don't want prosperity. And so you would pick that dollar bill up and you would take it, right? And be like, wow, thank you, universe, more, please. Because now I'm acknowledging that the universe sent me that dollar and I'm letting the universe know that I'd like more of that same experience in a larger dose, please. And so it's about working with the universal energy.
I agree with you. I remember when I used to just leave change on the ground when I saw it. And there was a time years ago when I started picking up pennies. And I realized that you've got to be a good manager of your money. If you can't handle a dollar, if you throw a dollar away, you're going to do the same thing with $1 million.
Thank
you. It's the same. It's the amount. It's no different. You'll live beyond your means no matter how much you have. We have world governments that are billions of dollars in debt now. And, you know,
that's crazy.
Attitude and concept applies no matter how much money or who's doing it. It's the same process.
And so make a date with your money. You know, on my desk in my office, I have a beautiful smoky mirrored box and it's a beaded lid to it. And that's where my bills go in, you know, and I have my checkbooks and everything is nice and neat and pretty. In my wallet, my money all runs all the same direction, all the small bills up front, you know, and so I honor it. And when I do my bills, I bring them out and I thank my bills, because as I give out, I will receive. And so everything is reciprocated, right? In the law of the circle.
Concept, loving your bills. My sure. God, Edwige, I love.
And that's the very opposite of you know, self-denial or deprivation. It's, you don't become a slave to your money or to your bills or to your creditors or whoever it is, or to your employer. It's that balance that you were talking about. And it's also a time balance. It's about, you know, like I said, not self-denial, but balancing things out so that you're managing things correctly and everything's flowing the way it's supposed to, and that money's going where it should, where you really want it to go. So you're using the power of choice and you're prioritizing, choosing where your money's going, mm-hmm. rather than letting it control you.
Right. And loving it, because it wants, it's energy, and it wants to be acknowledged and loved. And so blessing everything. You know, we have a tendency to curse stuff, right? The bill comes in, oh my God, what am I gonna do? How am I gonna, and we curse these things, and we go about cursing our house and cursing this and cursing that. And that's pushing all of that away from you. Sure. So isn't it a blessing to have a bill? Because that means you did something to make it. You enjoyed, right, some convenience. You bought something, you did something. So bless the whole process, because in blessing it, that's the right frequency, and that will help to raise your vibration. And as you raise your vibration, more of what you desire is going to come to you, because it's all about raising your vibration. And now you're aligning yourself for your soul to move in, for your higher self to connect with you, and eventually your light body moving into you. It's all about vibrating in the right frequency. You see, source energy is love, and it's flowing in one direction. And you are either tapped in or you are not tapped in. It doesn't change. You're the one who has to get tapped in.
And it's also about taking ownership for what you've manifested in your life, because when you do that, personal responsibility is power, and you're now the creator. You're now doing it, and you're now accessing that love because you're taking responsibility and loving the things that you've created and manifested in your life.
Absolutely. And enjoying them, you know, and that's another wonderful thing, getting off the autopilot, becoming consciously aware of the present in the moment.
Yes.
And enjoying everything. You know, some of my clients that are on autopilot, one little secret I love to share is stop and just do one thing at a time. Boy, I had a client say, there's just no way I could do that. It would drive me crazy. That's the whole thing. You're crazy. You're overwhelmed. So if we can slow down and savor whatever that experience is, we begin to understand what vibration feels like, you know? It's so important that we do that.
That's mindfulness, because there is only this moment. And, you know, if you're thinking about worrying about the future, then you're not in the present moment. And if you're worried about what happened in the past and having guilt, then you're still not in the present and you're not enjoying yourself. And you're not being mindful, and you're not in the present, and we're always creating in the present. We're always using our inner power to create reality in the now, so you need to be here and now. And you can only have one thought at a time in this moment, so,
I think changing your thoughts, changing your vibrations consciously is really important, and you're absolutely right, Edwige, with bills and things like that, if you manage to actually think gratefully about it, which is a bit tricky, but I think it's possible. I think it does. It certainly goes a long way. I'd like to, though, still put up another challenge.
Okay.
Some people out there might say we're being like Pollyanna, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to challenge. We do get overwhelmed, and we do succumb to negative thoughts. I absolutely agree. However, there's only 24 hours in a day. Would you ever suggest, Edwige, to people that if they have too much on their plate, they simply stop doing so many things and walk away from them?
Absolutely. You know, there comes a time, that fork in the road, where you have to make a choice. And everything is about making choices. And so you can continue to be in overwhelm, or you can make, which simply means, right, that that space has taken all of your energy. And so if I can let some things go, I free up more room, more space, and now I'm no longer overwhelmed. And so we have to start to really assess what we're doing, what our goals are, and be willing to make change along the way. And so I give myself permission, right? Give yourself permission to evaluate what you're doing. And if something is no longer serving your best and highest good, because you have to have compassion for yourself, let it go. And give yourself permission to let it go. And be okay with it. Let there not be guilt associated with it, but freely let it go. And that's really important.
That's really interesting. I agree with you. You have to create space by letting go of old patterns and old things that no longer serve your higher purpose in order to bring in newer energy.
And that could be a job. That could be a relationship. That could be a plethora of things, right? Because we are all on this path of awakening, and so how it shows up for you in this overwhelm is an indicator of what it is you need to release. But we have to wake up and accept responsibility for that and be willing to trust the process and step through the doorway. And as, by the way, this window begins to narrow, right, with stepping into the golden age in 2015, as the window begins to narrow, guess what? We cannot take the baggage with us. The door narrows. And so we can't put things in tidy little boxes pretending that they don't exist anymore. We must. And that was one thing my beings, oh my gosh, working with me. You have to address those things as simple as they are. For me, it was so funny. I'm coming in with this fourth dimensional consciousness. You know, what I had to address, and literally when I was 5 years old, my sister, who's 13 months younger than I, we grew up, at that time we were living in New York, and in my parents' their basement, there was one of those old-fashioned refrigerators where you had to pull the handle out. And she went in and knocked on the door, and I pulled the handle and let her out. And I went in, and when I knocked on the door, she couldn't open it. She was too short. And so,
what's in the refrigerator?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. And so, of course, she had to go up three flights of stairs to my mom. And she said, "Mommy, Mommy, Tita needs you, Tita needs you." And my mom was reading a book and didn't want to be bothered. But two of her grand aunts in the non-physical showed up and said, "You must go downstairs and get her." Of course, because they know the mission that I was sent here for. But that's what had to be healed, because I didn't see my future. And when, by the time she opened the refrigerator and went to grab me, I slid out of her arms, and she had to run back upstairs, get a towel, wrap it around me, take me outside, cut my clothes off, thaw me out, and a month later I wound up with pneumonia. And so, yeah, they tried to take me out. And so that was my thing that had to be addressed and healed. So, you know, however small, however big, we have to face those things and let them go.
I think I'd like to – that's – you're bringing up things for me. I remember you telling me in a private conversation about a reptilian, and I want to ask you about some of that.
That's in my book.
I want to ask you about the paradigm shift. I want to ask you about the state of the world. I want to ask you where we're headed, because these are, I think this is something that you and I are sort of working together on as a joint mission with others in the spiritual community, sort of the shared vision. And I want to see if we can address some of what we're seeing in the world and how that affects us on a personal level, and where you feel we're headed with this, and with this reptilian issue and some of the things that Alexander Mieters has talked about with us as far as Kabbalah and archons and things I'm not entirely familiar with, although I've seen many beings and out-of-body experiences, and some of them were dark beings, as I define them, I guess. So what do you think about that?
You know, so the group of beings, reptilians, that came to me, very interesting, this process, oh my gosh, being this high vibrational being. And so first let me start by saying, just like all people, all good people, right, every now and then do something not so good, and all people who aren't so good every now and then may do something nice, The reptilian races, because there are many species, aren't all bad.
Right.
The tall grays are actually quite nice. The short grays are the crappy ones. right?
Yeah, this is how I've seen it too recently. This has been my revelation as well.
So the reptilians that visited me, wow, how interesting. So, wow. And they came for approximately 3 months, different occasions. And I remember in particular one morning in the wee hours, someone shook my bed. And, you know, I sleep on a four-post, really big, beautiful bed. And it was they shook it aggressively. And I said, excuse me, you're a bit pushy, don't you think? I mean, can you imagine having conversations like this with these beings? But after a while, it's such a normal thing that there is no more fear. And you understand that you have all the power because you have the spirit and they don't.
That's right. They don't have any power but
they
fear.
They have no power. And so I'm like, wow, you're really pushy and aggressive. What's all that about? I said, by the way, I want to see what you look like. So, wow, this portal opened up. Now I'm sitting up in bed, right? This portal opens up, and it's like, I don't know how big I would describe it, like the bottom of a, you know, a pot, a medium-sized pot. Imagine that circumference. So this portal is that big. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I can see in here. And I'm looking, and I see these blue, they're blue beings with their backs to me walking around. And there's also, I mean, there's lots of them. And I'm like, whoa, a portal just opened, and I can see you. And so then one realized that I was looking in at them, on them, and he walked right over to this opening, and we were face to face. I mean, inches apart. And so I'll describe him. They were blue, almost like the sky blue. No hair, big amber eyes, really big amber eyes. Very small ears, and they were scaly. And that's when I realized, oh my gosh, you're scaly. And I thought, oh, like a reptile. That was my first notion that they were reptilian. I didn't have a clue, right? When they were visiting before, until I actually saw them. And I'm like, oh my God, you're reptilian. Oh, okay, cool, whatever that's about. And then and they actually gave me a sort of like a prayer for protection. And I'm like, whoa, this is really interesting. So you're not bad. Wow. Yeah. Then they came back again. But this time, this is when I knew, wow, this is some powerful stuff. It was like there was a vice grip on my head. And in front of my eyes flashed everything, the history of everything. I saw everything about Egypt. I saw everything about Lemuria. I saw everything that was Mayan. Everything flashed before me. The ocean, the earth, creation, you name it, I saw it. Wow. I mean, pictures were coming in one per second. And I'm like, whoa. And there was so much pain in my head. I said, okay, guys, you have to ease this up. And they did. And they were showing me all this stuff. Now, here's the funny thing. Back then, I didn't realize what I know now. I thought they were giving me knowledge. No, they came to me to get knowledge because of this template I hold and because of more stuff that I won't share on air. But they came to get knowledge because they were a dying species and it helped to save them. And they weren't bad.
That's been my... Okay, go ahead.
And so it's very, very interesting. But we do have the dark ones that have been in control of this planet for 3.4 billion years. Their reign is over. They are, most of them, I understand, have left, but it's the residual energy and it's the humans who had worked for them who still seem to be here trying to get their last ditch efforts in. That's another conversation when we talk about HAARP and all of that stuff, right? That's a whole show. And so it's up to people to break from that residual energy and start to pull back their power, knowing that through love and light, we can make change. And so the earth is cleansing. And, you know, on another topic I could share with you, an amazing clearing that I did for the earth, and it was just beautiful to see all this black soot being kicked off of her and her feeding through this energy source that's in me. And as she did that, it was like something poured a faucet on in me, and literally I was watching my body as it was rumbling with this energy moving through me, out my feet, into the earth, and she grew brighter and brighter and brighter. And so, wow, there's so much love for us. And everyone who's supposed to walk onto this beautiful golden earth will. Not everyone is supposed to, and that's okay, because all roads lead home, and it will be an eventual thing for everyone. But there are still life lessons for some, right? And so, it's amazing where we are.
Wow, lots of info. Yeah, and I'm familiar. I have knowledge of what you're saying.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, it's so interesting what you've talked about, Louise. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I guess that what you just talked about, the importance of us walking towards something different, I guess when we were talking before about walking away from the matrix, and when you were talking about being grateful for everything that is, what it made me think about was that we need to take a step further and not just be grateful for what we have, but actually perhaps reassess some of the things we have, including bills, including money, and perhaps walk towards a different type of civilization that is off the grid, that doesn't exploit the resources. You know, I'm talking about taking a step further from being grateful for the petrol that we put into our car and actually start using something different. Start creating a new civilization that does not exploit the earth.
Absolutely. And again, that's for all of us to do.
Yes.
So we, again, being the ones that we've been waiting for, we have to start to look at all of those different things and explore. It's coming into people. We see more and more other countries are starting to do that.
Yes. Yes.
So thank you. I think
our time's up. Yes. Thank you so much, Edwish. Wow,
this is an exciting show.
So many things we've talked about. We could talk for another few hours.
Well, yeah, we really are.
Visit me at affirmationsforliving.net, if I can give up my website, and visit me at Dr. Edwish. That's DREDWIGE.com. And for those people listening to the show, if you contact me, I will offer you a complimentary reprogramming your life breakthrough strategy session. Yay! Oh,
and she and Dr. Edwish is awesome. She's a dear friend of ours, and I encourage you to visit her website and seek out her services. And thank you all for listening to our show. We've had a great time with Edwish. Thank you so much for sharing your information with us.
Thank you, Edwish. It's been phenomenal.
Thank you. Okay.
Bye. Thank you, everyone, for being on our show.
Thank you. Bye.
We'll see you next time.